Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Devarim, also begins the Book of Devarim, and it is the final book of the Torah. Parshas Devarim is also always the Parsha that precedes Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, the national Jewish day of mourning, on which the Temple was destroyed, and numerous other tragedies occurred to the Jewish people throughout history. Consequently, we often find themes of the tragedies and the calamities that befell the Jewish people and the shortcomings of the Jewish people that led to these days of mourning and these calamities alluded to and discussed, predicated upon the Book of Devarim. One aspect of this is that right at the outset, the Torah tells us that these are the words that Moshe spoke to the Jewish people in the plains of Moab. And the Torah mentions a number of strange-sounding locations which we have never heard of before. And Rashi says that these places do not really exist. They are actually allusions to the sins that were committed by the Jewish people in the desert. And that Moshe, in fact, was rebuking the Jewish people for these sins, but instead of directly rebuking them, he mentioned these pseudo places, these locations which did not exist, as a means of alluding and referring to these sins without directly referring them to them, in order to bring the Jewish people's mind back to them without embarrassing them more than necessary. So an allusion through the mention of a location that harked back to that shortcoming was sufficient. And the question that can be asked on this right off the bat is that the sins that the Torah discusses that were committed by the Jewish people in the desert, most of them, and certainly the ones that are alluded to by Moshe in the opening verses of this week's parsha, are sins that were committed by the previous generation who had died in the desert. These people were not alive anymore. And so the question becomes, why is Moshe rebuking the next generation for the sins committed by their parents, by their fathers, perhaps their grandfathers? It's not their sins, it was the sins of the generation earlier. The Sfas Emes, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Alter of Ger, the great Ger Rebbe, he explains that we have an idea that our sages teach us that a person who is part of a generation during which the temple was not rebuilt, it is as if the temple was destroyed during that person's generation. And we can take this statement at face value, that if we have not merited to achieve a spiritual level whereby the temple can be rebuilt, we have essentially been part of a generation that does not have the temple, that has been the cause of its downfall and destruction. But he explains on a deeper level that every generation needs to deal with the shortcomings and the sins of the generations before it. Because every generation is not just there for itself and to deal with itself, but rather the mission of every generation is to rectify the shortcomings, the sins, the failures of the generation or generations before it. And we have an idea in the Torah that God will sometimes bring back the punishment of the sins of earlier generations upon the children of the next generation. And the question is why? The Torah states clearly elsewhere that God does not punish children for the sins of the fathers. And the Sfas Emes explains that, of course, we are not punished for the sins of our fathers, but we have a mission in life. And part of that mission is to get done what others have failed to do. Our mission in life, we are here in this world to achieve, and we don't live in a vacuum. We live in a situation where we need to deal with what has happened before us and the state of the world and the state of our lives in which we live. And that world is a world that was created, an environment that was fashioned by the actions and deeds of our parents, of our grandparents, and so on and so forth. And we need to deal with that. And part of our mission is to deal with the realities of the actions of earlier generations and to be able to try to fix them up where others have failed. And so says the Sfas Emes, that is why Moshe gives a rebuke to this generation. It's not a rebuke in terms of how could you do these actions. They didn't do it. However, Moshe needs to inform this generation that you live in a world that was affected by the actions of your fathers, of your forefathers. of a generation that had opportunities and sometimes missed them and sometimes failed, and you need to fix those up. There was a golden calf, there was a sin of the spies, etc. And you need to figure out how to move forward and how to rectify and how to succeed where they failed. And that was true then, and it's certainly true now. As I mentioned, that our sages say that if the temple is not rebuilt in our generation, it's as if it was destroyed, says the Sfas Emes. This is telling us an idea that we have a responsibility to succeed, to try to succeed where earlier generations have failed. As great as earlier generations were, they had certain shortcomings, and we need to be able to look at those shortcomings and to figure out where they failed to try to do better. Obviously, there's no one-size-fits-all recipe for success, but it always behooves us to look at our world, to look at what's going on, to look at what has happened in recent years, in earlier years, to see the state of the world, to figure out, what can I do that will make the world a better place in a spiritual fashion? Where my parents, my grandparents, those of their generation may have had spiritual shortcomings, how can I live my life in a way that will rectify those shortcomings? And that's something that we need to think about when we come to Tisha B'Av, and when we recognize that we are part of a world that does not have a temple, and we have not yet succeeded in rectifying the shortcomings of earlier generations. What can I do to try to make it better? Every generation has a little piece that it adds to rectifying that. And even if we may not rectify everything, although we can certainly try, but we need to add our layer. And who knows if the layer that we're adding now is not the final layer to finally rectify those shortcomings and to allow the temple to be rebuilt and to usher in the messianic era when God's presence will be clearly revealed to the world and God's nation will once again lead the world towards God and towards a more perfect existence. I hope you enjoy this message. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos, as well as a meaningful and easy fast of Tisha B'Av. Have a good Shabbos.